It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado researchers are working to understand how genetics may contribute to the severity of symptoms of COVID-19. UC Health patients across the state can now opt in to the study when they receive an antibody test. Dr. Kathleen Barnes directs the Colorado Center for Personalized Medicine. She says the research may shed some light on why the disease affects some people worse than others.
Not only will it help us understand the pathology behind the disease, but it will help us develop more effective treatments and ultimately vaccines.
The center plans to enroll 100,000 patients in the study over the next year. Pressure is building to proceed with the nomination of William Perry Penley to be the next head of the Bureau of Land Management, and much of it's coming from senators who oppose his nomination, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Colorado's Michael Bennett and other Democrats want an expedited confirmation hearing for Penley. He's been acting director for the last year, and they say the public deserves the opportunity to hold him accountable. Republican Senator Cory Gardner hasn't said how he'll vote yet, but he expects Penley to face some tough questions, including one from him.
Do you support selling public lands? That's a non-starter.
Gardner sits on the committee that will take up the nomination. Prior to joining the BLM, Penley made some controversial statements, including about selling public lands, but has said he'll follow the president's agenda. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A judge has refused to sanction Bandimere Speedway for violating COVID-19 social distancing orders during an event for July 4th. But the court ordered that the track must abide by all future public health orders to stop the spread of the coronavirus, even if those orders change. Health officials in Jefferson County say the operators of the Speedway did not enforce mandatory social distancing at the event for the 4th of July. Metro Denver has highs today in the 90s, 80s in western Colorado, 70s in the mountains. This is CPR News.